This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Matthew Wade is the Victorian journalist for starobserver.com.au. Matthew, welcome.
Hi, Dean. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Now, Safe Schools Coalition and Minus 18 have released a new LGBT teaching resource for high schools, and I had a little sneak preview of it, and it's pretty darn amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. It's called All of Us, and basically it aims to help schools and teachers, you know, teach this resource, which basically covers everything from celebrating diversity to promoting respectful relationships. The resource includes things like, it's a whole unit guide with sections to teach, basically like establishing a safe space. It has like posters to decorate the classroom with, videos for teachers and students. It's a complete resource. It's pretty amazing.
It's very, very thorough, and in fact, I presented it to the boss here and said, there's some stuff around gender-inclusive language that perhaps we at Joy could incorporate into our training. There's a lot to be learnt from the tremendous resources that Minus 18 put together. Those kids amaze me. They really do.
It really is amazing, especially because a lot of schools, I mean, I was in a school that long ago, but we didn't have anything like that. So the fact that we've come so far in such a short space of time, it's really wonderful. And I think one of the really great things about resources from Minus 18, and this one in particular, is that, you know, it actually involves a lot of real-life experiences of young LGBTI people as part of the resource, which I think really is helpful to people who may not know that much about it, such as, you know, maybe teachers at schools or even students.
Or people like me and Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly didn't have anything like that I was at school. We were still using, you know, chalkboards. Matthew, the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby has announced some new conveners. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so for the next year they've announced their new co-conveners. So Sean will be continuing the role as co-convener, but Anna Brown, after four terms, has stepped down and has been replaced by Rachel Hambleton, whose background is at the Human Rights Law Centre and in the not-for-profit and legal sectors. So, yeah, a new team. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do over the next year.
Is she a lawyer as well?
She's not a lawyer. She's done a lot in terms of, like, events and fundraising with the Human Rights Law Centre, but her passion is in LGBTI rights.
Now, a national resource on alcohol and drug use for LGBTI communities has been launched. It's called Touching Base. It's available at touchingbase.org.au.
Yeah, the resources just keep coming, Dean. This one's actually really incredible. So it was created in partnership with Victorian AIDS Council, the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, and the Australian Drug Foundation. And it's basically a website that provides information on everything from alcohol and drug use, but also mental and sexual health, and particularly within the LGBTI community, because I guess, you know, a lot of the experiences that LGBTI people have around drug use is quite particular to them. So it's nice to have a resource that actually specifically targets these issues and helps to raise awareness.
And Paul corrected me. It is called touchbase.org.au. Thank you very much, Paul.
One last one here, Matthew. A four-part online series on men living with HIV who use crystal meth has been launched. I don't know anything about this. What's going on?
I think we were just talking about it, weren't we?
So this one's a bit different from Touch Base, Paul and Dean. So this is basically, it's called Turning Tina, and it's a four-part online web series, and it's specifically talking about crystal meth use in the gay community, and particularly gay men who are living with HIV. Because of, naturally, you know, the rates of drug use in the LGBTI community are a lot higher than the national average, so this series aims to very specifically target gay men living with HIV and crystal meth use. And it'll be a four-part series, and it was launched this week.
Fantastic.
And finally, your print edition has arrived, I've noticed, Matthew, and it is chock-a-block full of World AIDS Day stuff.
Oh, I'm very glad that it finally arrived at the Joy offices. Yes, so it's very focused on HIV to celebrate World AIDS Day next week. So there are plenty of interviews, including one with Paul Kidd.
He's coming out of the closet finally after all this time.
Yeah. It was great to talk to Paul. So yeah, the whole issue is filled with really important information and articles and content around HIV.
Don't let the fact that I'm in it stop you from picking up a copy. It's a really good issue, in spite of me being in it.
And it's available here at Level 9, 225 Bourke Street. Matthew Wade, thank you so much for joining us on the line today.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.